You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's meet contestant number one. It's Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hey, guys. This is me. I had called a couple months ago, and I was calling to check back in with you. I was the dog sitter.
You're the multimillionaire.
I don't think that's me, but I went off to London and watched the dog. Do you remember me?
Yeah, and you got a fancy Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did you get my postcard?
No. You sent us a postcard?
What a big liar.
I sent you a postcard from London. What?
I said, what a big liar.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We never got it. We'll have to talk to the person here that collects the mail.
Yeah. I sent you a postcard.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we've got mail people anymore. Do we have mail people?
Yeah, it's Tick. Tick down the hall. She would get it.
Maybe she'd just enjoy it herself.
You'd ask me to call back on this date and give you a joke, and then you're going to ask me, I guess, about my trip.
Oh, my God. I forgot to write it down that you were going to call us back on this date.
Well, here you are. That's made it through.
Wait a minute. What's the name I made up for Steven? I forgot what it was.
You guys remember?
Well, yeah, but I thought I gave you some sort of nickname.
You did.
Stinkin' Rich Steve or something like that.
That was it.
There you go.
That's it. Stinkin' Rich Steven. And I said call back on November whatever day.
Mm-hmm. We'll get everybody up to speed. You made a bunch of money in the tech industry or something. You sold your business.
I guess.
And you made a buttload of money, and you won't tell us how much.
Mm-hmm. But we know it's more than $10 million.
We went through all of this last time.
Yeah, well, I'm getting people up to speed that weren't,
Steve, listen, hold on a second. Steve, in our business, we have new people listen every single day. They didn't even hear what we said 20 minutes ago, let alone 2 months ago.
Yeah, so relax, Rich Steve.
It's all, old hat to you, but we've got literally a million people listening who don't even know what we're talking
They're like,
about.
Who the hell is this Steve clown?
Who is this?
Why was he in London?
So he is stinking rich Steve. He's got more than $10 million, and he just flies around, lives a jet.
He watches
jet
his friends' houses while
he's
they're out.
He's a jet setter.
He crashes at their pad, watches their dogs, and he's got a Porsche that's worth $100,000 or something. So there.
Sounds like a nice summary. I mean, I would like to know this person.
Shut up. We've gone over this, dude. This is you. Mm-hmm. So how was London? What's your update?
Great. I had a great time. What's that?
How could you not? It's a wonderful place. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the Cotswolds or anything, or did you stay in London the whole time?
No, I stayed in London the whole time. I was there to watch a dog.
A dog?
I'll take the dog with you.
Well, I could have, but I wasn't comfortable enough with that. I wasn't quite ready to do that yet. I was, this is their pride and joy dog, so I wanted to take care of it. The dog, interestingly enough, the dog only had three legs. And I kind of knew that before I got there, but got around just fine. It was a Romanian rescue dog, and I don't know what kind of dog it was, but it was cute and fun. We had a great time.
I thought you were setting us up for a joke. So this dog has three legs.
Listen, I was in England.
I'm not setting you up for a joke at all.
Okay.
But you asked me to tell you a joke, because last time we talked, you said, do I know any jokes?
Well, is it clean?
Can we tell it?
It is. That was the only thing I didn't know, if you could tell it on the air, because I don't know.
If you're second guessing it, then no.
How do you not know? Does it have curse words in it?
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Does it have, sexual situations in it?
Maybe.
Is it, racist or anything?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's a clean joke. It's kind of funny. But, it kind of has it implies somebody slept with somebody else. Can you say that? I just said it on the air. Can you do that?
Slept with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell your joke. We've got a dump button. Yeah.
If you say something bad, I'll dump you, and then we'll
hang up. All right, go with the joke. Ladies and gentlemen, Stinkin' Rich Steve has the joke that he's waited 2 months to tell us.
Better be worth it. Let's go.
I've asked people if this joke is appropriate for the air, and most people said, yeah, it's fine. You could probably tell that joke.
All right.
I know, that's fine. But there's been a big buildup now, so now you better not let us down. I'm going to introduce you one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, with the joke we've been waiting 2 months to hear, here is Stinkin' Rich Steve. Ready? Go.
Okay, this is a joke my mom told me when I was a kid, right? So, I mean, I've heard this joke for
Steven,
a while.
Steve, just tell the joke.
When you get introduced, just tell the joke. Ready?
Okay,
go.
Here we go. Go. Okay. So there's a married couple. They've been married a long time. And the woman needs some help around the house. She needs some help with her washing machine. It's not working. So she asks her husband, can you help me with the washing machine? And she says, what do I look like, Mr. Maytag? And she said, well, honey, how about the car? I need some help. The car's not running well. Can you do something for me? it's not working right. And he said, well, he said, what do I look like, Mr. Goodwrench? And he goes, well, look, can you do something for me? Can you help me with clean up the house at least? I mean, the place is a mess. And of course, he just says, who do I look like, Mr. Clean? He leaves and he goes to work. Comes back that afternoon, and the house is spotless. There's a load in the wash, and the car's perfect. And he asked her, I said, how'd you get everything fixed up? She said, well, the neighbor came over, and, well, he helped me clean everything up. And she said, well, how much did you pay him? He said, well, I didn't have to pay him. I could either sleep with him or make him a batch of cookies. And so he said, well, what kind of cookies did you make him? She says, who do I look like, Betty Crocker?
Hey! So she had the sex.
That's what he's saying.
Okay? Yeah. Or is that not appropriate for the air?
It's appropriate. It's just very old.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's new to a lot of people, I'm sure.
But you enjoyed telling it, and so we enjoyed listening to it.
You were so excited. Nice. So that's awesome. Good for you.
Well, Thank you for waiting two months to tell us that joke.
I didn't want to tell you. Yeah, you had asked me to tell one because you guys had made another joke about something, but you couldn't tell it on the air.
Right, okay.
I don't remember that. Okay, now, back to London. Name your favorite pub over there.
Oh, The Vine.
The Divine?
Vine? The Vine, because that's where I played, I got in with the group and played, Quiz Night. So I just walked in one night, and I just said, hey, I want to be part of the head of Quiz Night, a little banner outside. And I just walked on a team and ended up getting on a team, and we won every time. And the funny thing was that the only answer I knew was something about British TV. The question was, what is this tune? And it turned out it was the tune to The British Office. That's the only question I knew.
They
all knew everything else.
Well, Stinkin' Rich Steve, I'm going to give you another date to mark in your calendar, and I'm going to put it in mine, too. Are you ready to call us back on another date?
Sure.
What are you giving him, 2 months again?
I'm going to give him January, how about January 11th, another Wednesday. Would that work for you?
Sure.
You'll be in town?
Hold on a second. Stinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I don't know if I'll be in Denver. I'm still in Shreveport. I'm still in Louisiana.
You're in Louisiana?
We don't care. Your phone works anywhere. Did you know that?
Where are you going next?
Well, kind of. I had trouble getting your radio station in London because I had to use a VPN or something technical. Oh. Anyway, I got through, but I ended up, I could hear it after that.
Where are you traveling to next?
Shreveport, you'll be able to hear us, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where are you
all
going
right,
next?
Hold on a second. I have you down for Wednesday, January 11th here at 9 o'clock, okay?
Okay. Okay. In February, I'm supposed to go back to Sweden.
Oh, how fun.
Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I did, my whole rattle off was about bands from the 90s. Well, I did see Morrissey when I was in London, and he's another artist from the 90s. And then when I was in Denver this summer, I did see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at their opening concert, and that's a band from the 90s. So I kind of like all these bands I listen to are all bands from the 90s. I guess I just didn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess, did you hear Morrissey's is on everyone's you-know-what list because he walked off stage after just 30 minutes, and everyone's booing, and he just decided he didn't want to play anymore after 30 minutes.
He's sleepy.
Well, then I'm glad I got to see him before he quit.
Yeah. All right, you ready to play Rattle Off?
Sure, I'll play. Uh-oh. I don't know if I can. I've lost last time. I hope I can win this time.
Well, we'll see. Right. We're going to talk to you in 2 months again anyway, so.
Yeah, so I can always blow it this time and try again.
Yeah, buddy. You just call us January 11th. You got it in your calendar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We wrote it down on a sticky note.
I did.
He's got people to make his appointments for him.
Kim on our text line wants to know if you're single.
Hmm?
Are you single?
Can I answer that in January?
Oh. He's saying that the situation may change between now and then, Kim. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right.
Kim, check back in January 11th. Everyone who's listening, make a note in your phone for January 11th, 9 a.m. Stinkin' Rich Steve is going to call us back.
Okay. I sure hope I can win. You did not get a rattle-off winner yet.
No, you're the first one, actually, buddy.
You're the first, dude.
Oh, good.
Penny wants to know. I want Stinkin' Rich.
I'm going to try to do better this time. I'm going to concentrate.
Penny on our text is hitting on you. I want Stinkin' Rich Steve to come meet me. You're popular, buddy.
I guess so.
I think it's that whole you're worth $10 million and drive a really nice Porsche. No.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
I don't
help people.
We don't know what you look like.
Somebody who does not want to share their name, but they're at 4250 as their last four digits. They're referring to you as stinking smug, Steve.
Smug?
Smug. Oh, listen, we're just all having fun, Steve. Let's play Rattle Off.
That's okay.
Because we got all these other people who've been holding for like 10 minutes.
No, they're getting ticked.
Yeah,
they're like, come on.
They want to win.
They're like, play already.
Not win. You want me to let them go?
Well, you're not going to be able to even use the prize if you don't even live here.
Yeah.
I know. It's something like something for some Disney tickets or something.
Yeah, it's Disney on Ice here at Ball Arena, and you don't even live here.
You just call us back in January.
I'll make you a deal. If you let me do the rattle off, I'll try to win, do my best. If I do happen to rattle it off, then I didn't win. Just pass on me and let somebody else do it.
So you just want to play the game without winning the prize?
Yeah, is that okay?
That's totally fine. It shows what a you're stinking generous, Steve, is what you are.
That's nice to hear.
All right, let's
shut up, Steven. Okay, all right, 10 seconds. You ready to play?
Okay, wait. Tell me. Will you do me the favor? Tell me when you're going to start the clock first.
Yeah, I say ready and go. That's what I do. I go ready and go. That's when I start the clock. Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What date are you calling us back, Steve?
January the 11th at 9 a.m. Okay, 10 a.m. your time. 10 a.m. my time. 9 a.m. your time.
Correct.
9 a.m. Mountain time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Got it. Okay. 10 seconds. We need five rock stars who are dead.
Oh, boy.
Five dead rock stars. Ready and go.
Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, one of the Allman Brothers, Malcolm from AC/DC.
Time is up. Failed. Elvis, man. Elvis.
I'm not sure we would have accepted one of the guys from the Allman Brothers. I think we need a name.
I don't remember which one it was.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter because you got four even with that. But it was, as always, listen, as always, it's a delight talking to you, stinking rich Steve.
Thanks for calling us, man.
Okay, we'll try again.
We'll talk to you in January. Happy New Year.
Yep. You guys take it easy. Have a good New Year.
Bye-bye. Look at that.
Oh, that's great.
I forgot about that guy.
I did too. I didn't have it in my calendar. He calls back on the day he's supposed to, Kelly, and I didn't have it in my calendar, but I won't make that mistake in January. So there.
Well, lucky me.
Lucky you. What are you up to today?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm house sitting, and so I'm hanging out with a bunch of dogs today.
Well, look at that. You're like stinking rich Steve.
Like actual dogs, like woof woof, or like ugly people. I mean,
oh God.
I guess it depends on if Steve's coming over.
Ooh, you're single and ready to mingle too, huh?
Hmm.
Well, I feel like I'm competing with a lot of ladies now.
Who are you, Betty Crocker?
I could be.
Isabel, by the way, just texted, and she refers to him as stinking space cadet, Steve. Come on, people.
So whose house are you watching?
Oh, just a friend's house.
Just a friend, huh? Are they good dogs? Are they bad dogs?
A couple of them are good.
How many are
there? I feel like I'm in a Biz Markie song. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend.
Oh, baby.
Is it really just a friend, or have you made out with him?
What was that?
Have you made out with this friend?
No.
Do you want to make out with this friend?
Sounds like a yes to me.
No.
All right.
Why not?
I don't know. We've been friends since like middle school, and I don't know. She's just my friend.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it could be years and years of repressed feelings there.
Well, I'll have to ask her then.
Okay, you ask.
What are the dogs' names?
Well, one of them's named Chance, and I feel like I still have to check the collars. I'm still getting them down. Chance and Blaze.
Chance and Blaze. All right.
Bubba.
And Bubba. Okay. Tell me that's like a little Pomeranian.
They're corgis.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, okay. Small little dog, Bubba.
All right.
Oh, Kelly, you're delightful. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
I'm ready.
10 seconds, Kelly. Give us five things that you make with milk. Five things that are made with milk. Ready, and go.
Bread, pie, cookies. Oh, my gosh. Chocolate milk, strawberry milk.
I almost feel like this chocolate milk and strawberry milk is sort of cheating, and yet at the same time.
But right.
I added oatmeal right at the buzzer.
Right at the end?
I thought the buzzer started. It doesn't matter. I'm going to give you the chocolate milk and the strawberry milk. I'm going to tell everyone who's on hold, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you. But Kelly is a
winner. Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Kelly the dog sitter. I'm making a note so we can give you a shout out tomorrow, too. Kelly the dog sitter is the winner today. Listen, you are so charming. Look, everyone's hanging up. Only Kathy has stayed on the line. Why did everyone else hang up?
Where'd they go?
Kelly, hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
You're
bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Everybody else hung up. Not Kathy. Kathy toughed it out. Hi, Kathy.
I want those Disney on Ice tickets. I want to take my grandkids.
Well, somebody just won, Kathy. Weren't you listening?
See, well, Kelly won.
Fair. I had to wait.
Your radio's turned up really loud.
Turn whatever is turned up. Turn it down, will you?
There you go. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
You know,
what do you mean
still,
it's not fair?
You can still buy those tickets for your kiddos.
Not fair. I wanted to win those for my grandkids.
Well, why don't you just buy them for them?
How is it not
well,
fair?
Well, when I can win them, then it saves me from buying them. Then I can buy Christmas gifts or gifts from there.
I feel like you only love us for our prizes.
That's it.
That's
you just want to
kind
see
of hurt
Mickey.
My feelings a little bit. I'm getting a whole it's not fair thing from you. I feel like you're six.
Well, you could try, like, you've got two more days this week to try to win them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, see you later.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She didn't want anything to do with us, Dom.
No, she didn't. Her opening salvo was, it's not fair. I'm
her
like,
heart
well,
is with
out.
Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Goofy, Dom. She loves Donald more than she loves us. So.